Talking here off the air a little bit, let's get the interview going with head coach Bill Pottorff of the Pattonsburg Panther Boys. I asked him, I was looking at Misha here, and looks like 7 wins in a row. I asked him, does that sound right? And he goes, don't even know, but it's been going pretty well. But let's talk about tonight, coach, because I mentioned I'm going to be going up to Princeton for Albany-Princeton. Your game tonight is one of the better boys games you can find in the region. Maysville, a very good team. You guys have a very good team. Pattonsburg and Maysville should be a great matchup over there tonight.
Yeah, it should. We're fighting a little bit of sickness here, but I think the boys are pretty well ready to go, I hope, anyway. They're very big, physical, long, athletic, and done a lot of good things so far this year, and they're a good team.
How have you played? Obviously, you guys like to get up and down. You're a little bit smaller, so you like to run people a little bit. How have you played, or how have you adjusted when you play some bigger teams this year?
A couple times been really good, and a couple times hasn't been so good. It kind of depends on how well we're shooting outside, because usually when we go up against a bigger team, we get a little timid and don't like to take the ball to the basket. We've been talking a lot and working on practice, still going to the basket and trying to at least show that we're not one-dimensional. And hopefully we'll still do that tonight.
Well, last Tuesday, week ago, beat Stanbury by 17. I know Tri-County gave you a pretty good battle for a half. You pulled away from in the second half, 20-point victory on Friday night. Overall, with those two home games last night or last week, Coach, how do you feel like things went for your team?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We've been one of our starting point guard, Gage Eddings, has been fighting an ankle injury and starting to get a little bit better. And tweaked it again Friday night against Tri-County. So I think it's just going to be an injury that keeps kind of going with us all year. But I thought defensively we were doing some things better. Both games, Stanbury and Tri-County, we came out of the gate just shooting not very good, but then we kind of picked it up towards the second quarter and pretty well did well what we wanted to in the third quarter in the Tri-County game.
There's a lot of district tournaments. I was, you know, certainly we were talking about Gallatin's district and going to Plattsburgh and how deep that district is. I don't know much about yours. I haven't really studied it yet, but you're telling me you go to King City. What sort of district are you looking at in a couple weeks? Is it pretty deep?
There's a lot of parity. There's not a terrible team in there. The teams we got is like Union Star, DeKalb. Union Star, DeKalb, Stanbury, King City, Osborne, Sturgesville, us, and Winston. So we've played everybody except for Osborne, Sturgesville, but we did see them. We didn't play them, but we seen them play in their tournament. They got fourth and we got second, so... But everybody else we played and competed with. So
it's an interesting. You just mentioned those teams, and I'm kind of imagining what a bracket would look like. And it's going to be one of those really evenly matched tournaments where you're going to have to come out, hit shots, and play just solidly to get through that thing over 3 nights.
Yeah, there is. There's not a team out there that can't be beat, and there's not a team there that can't win it. So you've got to play well and be ready for every night because you never know what's going to happen.
When it comes to your team, Coach, I've seen your team in person, so I know that getting out and hitting shots and really putting pressure on people defensively are some of the things that you like to do from an X's and O's perspective, because you have a lot better handle on your team than anybody who hadn't seen them a whole lot. What kind of makes your team tick, and what are the keys for your team to play at their best?
When they're just having fun. Early in the season, a couple times we came out, didn't play very good. We were tight, we were nervous, and I don't know why. But then once the ball kind of goes up, we kind of loosen up a little bit. So a lot of it's just starting out loose and having fun and playing and really just playing as a team, not trying to. I mean, we got 5 guys that can score and 5 guys play defense, and it just depends on the night. And all 5 of them just need to play as a group. It's when we start trying to play individual and one-on-one basketball and not moving around, that's when it gets kind of hairy for us.
When it comes down to you guys, too, as good as you are at moving the basketball, and you know, certainly in the Gilman City tournament, winning it, you made shots, but making shots comes down to taking good shots, too. The better shots you take, the more that they're going to go in, right?
Yeah, and our biggest key is getting in the flow of the offense. You know, yes, we like to play up and down and get the ball going, but just making one pass sometimes isn't getting in the flow of the offense. in the transition, yes, but trying to go inside, outside, corner to corner, when we make four or five passes and get an open shot, 7 times out of 10 it usually goes in. It's the shots that don't go in, the ones we're forcing and trying to do too much with it.
So trip to Maysville tonight, go down to Northland Christian down in the North Kansas City area on Thursday. When do you play and who do you play? I think you're in the, is it the third place game that you're in the showcase on Saturday?
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to get Maysville again on Saturday.
So you'll be really familiar with them?
Yes, we will.
How much does Maysville turn into, Coach? And I know it does to a certain point, but how much does a game with Maysville, especially playing them 2 times here in 5 days, how much does it turn into you want to play at your pace and they want to play at their pace? How much does it come down to what team can get the game to their sort of game?
I think it does a lot. And what I've seen on film, they don't mind running a little bit and pushing the ball up the court. But so we got to make sure we get back on them. We just need to keep it going. Because I even think Thursday night against, or Friday night against Tri-County, we were both teams were going up the court, but the pace was more towards them.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we kind of broke loose, and I think we wore them down just a little bit. But I don't think we can do that with Maysville.
Yeah,
as many guys they run in and out, quality guys. But you're just trying to get them up and down the court a little bit. And our guys seem like when that's happening, they're having a little more fun, whether you want to call it alumni basketball or PE basketball or whatever, but they're kind of just going out there and playing.
Well, and the bottom line is, in basketball, last time I checked, if the ball goes through the hoop more than the other team, you're going to win by the end of the night, don't matter how you do it.
That's exactly right. So
going to be making my way over to King City for a lot of showcase action on Saturday. Looking forward to that. A lot of attractive basketball games here for the Pattonsburg Panthers. Coach, good luck with the games against Maysville on Thursday night. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. Hey, thank you very much.